From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande and says his country will accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years.
In most cases, the interests of children are best met in the region where they can remain close to surviving family members. But in cases where the advice of the UNHCR is that their needs should be met by resettlement here in the UK, we will ensure that vulnerable children, including orphans, will be a priority.
Europe is struggling to cope with the continent's biggest migrant crisis since World War II. France has announced a response to Syria's widening crisis with plans to launch surveillance flights and possibly airstrikes. Lisa Bryant reports.
President François Hollande said France will begin surveillance flights of Islamic State positions in Syria as of Tuesday. Those may lead to possible strikes against the terrorist group.
Aujourd'hui en Syrie.
In a wide-ranging press conference, Hollande said the flights aimed to find out what actions the Islamic State group was preparing against France and its allies and against the Syrian population. But he ruled out putting French boots on the ground as inconsequential and unrealistic. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hissein Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. This is VOA News. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. French President François Hollande has called for a meeting with his German, Russian, and Ukrainian counterparts to ensure that the peace agreement for eastern Ukraine is carried out. Hollande said Monday he would propose that a meeting be held in Paris before the start of this year's United Nations General Assembly on September 15th. Hollande said that if local elections are held in Ukraine and reforms granting more autonomy to separatist areas in the east are implemented, he will ask that the sanctions imposed on Russia be lifted. President Barack Obama is marking the Labor Day holiday in the United States Monday by requiring paid sick leave for 300,000 employees of federal contractors. At a Boston rally for union workers, Obama said he had signed an executive order that authorizes up to 7 paid sick leave days a year, starting in 2017 for those working for companies with federal government contracts.
This will give about 300,000 working Americans access to paid sick leave for the first time. And it builds on the growing momentum of people who are answering the call on paid leave across the country.
President Obama. Pakistan's military says a locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least 3 high-profile militants near the Afghan border. A military spokesman says the unmanned aircraft attacked what he called a terrorist compound Monday in the Shawal Valley of North Waziristan. No other details have been made available. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff election after the leading candidates failed Sunday to garner enough votes to avoid a second round. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, led with 24%, according to early results, with 97% of the precincts reporting. Only a few thousand votes separated businessman Manuel Baldezón and former First Lady Sandra Torres. Both are vying for runner-up position, each with about 19%. The runoff is scheduled for October 25th. Thai police say one of the men arrested in connection with last month's bombing at a Bangkok shrine has confessed to a charge of possessing explosives. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.